Let me tell you that this followed very tense military pressure our army made on them, and a call from the head of state, President Joseph Kabila, who offered them to disarm voluntarily so that they can avoid this military pressure. So they responded very quickly to offer a voluntary disarmament. And we agreed on it. We discussed with our partners of MONUSCO and of SADC, who are helping us to receive them, accommodate them, transport them, and organize meetings with Rwanda and the United Nations High Commission for Refugees to have them back home. We have now something like 15% of them already in our site of disarmament, and we are waiting for 2 to 3 weeks. I think the exercise will be over.
So are these members of the FDLR from Rwanda that is being accused of perpetrating genocide in Rwanda? Are there other armed groups part of this disarmament program?
This is concerning FDLR. Some of them are genocidaires, really, but others are not. Because I visited the camp, the MONUSCO set up in Kanyabayonga, 200 kilometers from Goma. Myself, I went there, and I witnessed that a majority of them have less than 20 years, you know, that the genocide occurred 20 years ago. And, you know, these young men of 15 years, 16, 17, you can't call them genocidaires. Maybe they are parents, they are fathers. And there is a lot of Congolese women who are linked with them, fiancé or wives. And we have to care about these compatriots, know if they are willing to follow their men when they are back to Rwanda, or if they want to remain in Congo depending on their own will. That is why we are making now assessment on each case.
So how many in your estimation, how many have disbanded, and when is the president's ultimatum going to elapse?
They have only one command. Those in North Kivu and those in South Kivu, they respond to one command. That is why we have a group already in North Kivu who gave back the guns, and another group in South Kivu, and we are following a timetable we have discussed with them. So we are waiting about 1,300 to 1,500. This is the number for the FDLR remaining in our country.
So you, so far, do you have about over 1,000 of them that have disbanded so far, and now you're waiting between 1,000 and 1,500 of them to finish the disarmament?
No, we have a little more than 200, but you have to take into account the fact that this is a very, very vast region, and they are moving by feet, coming slowly with their families to join the rendezvous localization.